Hi, I'm Jed Hearn, author of the upcoming fantasy novella Flies of the Dead, and this is Daily Writing Advice. One of the things that Stephen King writes about in his fantastic memoir On Writing is adverbs. And if you're familiar with this book, you're probably starting to chuckle because Stephen King hates adverbs. He, I think, is quoted in the book as saying that, I believe the path to hell is paved with adverbs. And I agree with him to a large extent because the problem with adverbs, which are words like quickly or smartly or what are some other good ones? See, I don't try to use them, so I don't know many adverbs. they're words that you are using to modify other things. So, for instance, John walked doesn't have any adverbs. John walked quickly has an adverb of quickly. And Stephen King says that adverbs are trash, which I would agree with, because generally what adverbs are doing is they're telling and not showing. So what I mean by that is that John walked quickly, you're telling readers that John walked at a certain pace. But wouldn't it be more powerful if you said John sprinted? Then you're showing. So apply this logic to your own writing and consider ways that you can remove adverbs and substitute more powerful instances of description instead. So one way that you can do this on a very practical level is to just use like the find feature in Microsoft Word. You can just hit Control F when you're in it, and that will bring up a search box that you can use to look for certain words. And if you just type in LY, it will highlight all the words that have, sorry, LY and then space. It will highlight all the words that end in LY and then have a space after them, which will probably be adverbs because most adverbs like quickly or smartly or bravely end in LY. So you might be thinking, okay, what do I do at that stage? Well, what I would recommend first is considering, do you need those adverbs there? Or could you change some of the earlier words or the words around that adverb so that it's redundant and not needed? I just used two words that say redundant there. That's ironic. And now you might be thinking that, well, there's plenty of famous novels that use a ton of adverbs in. And yeah, there totally are. And ultimately, this is one of those kind of polishing fixes that is not as important as getting your bigger things right, like plot and character and setting. But it's still worthwhile considering because, for me at least, if there's a lot of adverbs there, I feel like the writer is talking down to me and is trying to like force me to imagine things exactly as the author intends. And I know that's probably a weird assumption to make, but that's just how I think. And it feels more interesting to me as a reader if the author doesn't just cram down the specifics of an action through adverbs to me, but rather lets me work them out by saying John sprinted so that I can work out, oh, okay, I know what they're doing, as opposed to John walked quickly, which makes me feel like the author is just here being like, oh, they did it very specifically. You need to make sure the specific way they're doing it. And even though they're basically the same thing, one is just more subtle than the other. And subtlety, I think, is something we can aspire to. So that's our episode. Be sure to subscribe if you're enjoying this. New episodes come out every single weekday. I'll see you next time. Bye.